And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I got to give you a loud, resounding Happy New Year's. Yeah, send off the balloons, set off the fireworks, set off all the stuff, because 2025, it's here. It's here. We made it. We made it to 2025. Congratulations, you made it. I made it too. Did you know that the ancient Babylonians are said to be the first people to make New Year's resolutions some 4,000 years ago? And you know what we've been doing? We've been doing it ever since. I mean, as long as I've been alive, I know that people have been making New Year's resolutions. So why do we make New Year's resolutions? What's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is the idea that we're going to start the new year fresh. We're going to change some things that we've been doing for some things that we intend to do. And we're going to start doing those things we intend to do, and we're going to make them a part of our daily habits, our daily discipline, and they will be basically formed into our being. Yeah, these New Year's resolutions, they will be formed directly into our being. Now, New Year's resolutions, they can be funny. They actually can be very funny. Like, for instance, here's one that, I got a chuckle out of it. Let's see if you get a chuckle out of it. Here's my New Year's resolution. Ready? Remember, this is going to be a funny one. Embrace the chaos. Aspire to make my bed at least once a month. Now, the wife would be happy about that. If I actually got around to making the bed once a month, that'd be a major win for her, because I don't make the bed. Yeah, I'm Mr. Slob. Yeah, I'm the slobby guy. I am. Well, here's another one. Practice the fine art of remembering where I left my keys at least twice a week. That might be beneficial to me now that I'm in my 60s. Maybe that's something I ought to practice doing. Here's another one. Attempt to become fluent in emoji to communicate complex emotions more effectively. Yeah, I want to be able to, you know, bond with my kids and my potential grandchildren that I don't have right now. So yeah, I want to focus on my emoji management. That's what I want to do. So these are some cute little New Year's resolutions that I have no intentions of fulfilling. I have no desire to achieve any of those New Year's resolutions. Now, some of you are, man, you're dialed into this New Year's resolution thing. This is like something you do every year. But ironically, statistically, the majority of you will fail at your New Year's resolution. No matter what you choose to do, you will fail at your New Year's resolution. Why does this happen? Do you lose focus on the goal? Do you focus on something else? Do you lose focus of the objective? Or do you focus on something else? See, I'm dropping little clues for you that I want you to pick up. And what I'm getting at is that if your New Year's resolutions, if they don't dial into your goals and objectives, they're probably going to go unfulfilled. And it's a terrible thing. And here's why. Because what we're talking about is something called planning. We're talking about goal setting. We're talking about doing something to affect your life that will create a beneficial effect because you went out and did what you did. Now, New Year's resolutions, they start off as well-intentioned ideas. Sometimes there's a little alcohol involved. Sometimes there's a little friendly wagering involved. But at the end of the day, the New Year's resolution, it does have its foundation in trying to help you achieve something that you feel is important in your life. So how important is losing 15 pounds in the next 3 months? For some of you, losing 15 pounds in the next 3 months, that's a major thing you have to accomplish. For others, could care less. You could care less about losing the weight. Now, why would one person be focused on losing 15 pounds in 3 months and another person, yeah, they think about it, yeah, I'd like to do it, but then they don't really get around to fulfilling the expectation? Because that New Year's resolution, is not dialed in with your goals and objectives. It is not a part of the framework of who you are, of who you desire to be. The New Year's resolution is a fun thing that occurs at cocktail parties around, well, what occurred last night. New Year's, right? Okay, so, you know, you get all worked up. You're hanging out with friends. Maybe you're hanging out with family. Maybe you're imbibing a little bit. You're enjoying what is the end of 2024. And you're emotionally in the moment. You are emotionally in the moment. And you are projecting certain things based on those emotions that you think you would like to accomplish. But do you really want to accomplish those things? And I think the God's honest truth to that answer is that maybe you didn't want to accomplish it at all because it was a whim. It was something that you made up in the moment to fulfill an expectation, to fulfill a desire that you had at the very moment. But those goals and objectives were not tied to anything important in your life. And because of that, you're probably going to fail. And that's what usually happens with New Year's resolutions. A New Year's resolution that I'm going to lose 15 pounds in the next 3 months. Okay, let's talk about that resolution. Let's talk about it for a minute, okay? And let's talk about who might make that resolution that is intent on achieving the outcome. Now, let's think about it for a minute. Losing 15 pounds in 3 months is the equivalent to losing 5 pounds a month. Now, losing 5 pounds a month is pretty aggressive. If you talk to anybody in the diet industry, they tend to recommend that if you're going to lose weight, you should consider losing 2 to 3 pounds per month. That's a safe weight loss goal. That's a safe weight loss result. And it's a result that as you lose the weight, you have a tendency to keep that weight off of you. So who might make the resolution to lose 15 pounds in the next 3 months and actually be serious about it? Well, somebody who's dealing with major medical problems that needs to lose the 15 pounds in order to have surgery to correct the medical problem. Now, that's somebody that has a legitimate goal, a legitimate reason for creating the resolution. It goes back to all the shows that I do on planning, right? It has everything to do with all the shows that I've done on planning that if you have not heard, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the radio tab. All of our radio shows are archived as podcasts at that site. If you're looking to understand how to do planning, I've done shows on it. I know Andy Webb's done shows on it. I know Mike Harrison has done shows on it. I know Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, has done shows on it. So those shows are out there. But what I want to make sure you understand is that when you make a willy-nilly goal, a willy-nilly objective, a willy-nilly resolution, chances are it's going to wind up in the scrap heap of not getting accomplished because there was nothing significant to keep you laser focused on achieving that goal. Now let's talk about somebody that maybe made that 15 pound weight loss goal over the next 3 months who probably isn't serious about it. Maybe it's somebody that, you know, is living a certain lifestyle where they are somewhat sedentary. They're kind of comfortable. They don't have a problem getting up, moving from room to room. They don't have a problem walking up and down stairs, but they don't exercise. But in the heat of the moment, they decided, you know, everybody else is talking about losing weight. I'm going to do the same too. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm going to lose weight too. I'm going to lose 15 pounds in the next 3 months. What are the odds that person who makes that New Year's resolution will achieve the result that they're trying to achieve? And the chances are they're going to fail. And here's why. They haven't tied the resolution to anything significant in their life that would cause them to want to go through the effort of losing the weight. That's the problem right there. There is no why in why you're doing it. There's no why in the New Year's resolution. There's nothing tied to your heart. There's nothing tied to your mind. There's nothing tied to your checkbook that makes you want to do these things. There are simply goals that you come up with in the heat of the moment because everybody else is coming up with goals. And you're trying to one up the next guy, right? Oh, you're going to lose 15 pounds. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Next thing you know, you're trying to lose 100 pounds in 3 months. Oh, wait a minute. If we do the math correctly, you're trying to lose 100 pounds in 1 week, right? Right? You know exactly where I'm going. All right. So are there resolutions you can make with regards to real estate that could fail you? There are. You could be one of these people that is sitting back and is saying, you know what? I want to change my life. I want to do what Al's doing. I want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. I want to buy real estate. I want to invest in real estate and use that real estate to control my life, to control the outcome of my life, to control the income in my life, to basically regain control over my life. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. Sounds emotional, doesn't it? It does sound emotional, but there's some heart in there. Did you hear the heart? There is some desire in there. There is some opportunity to maybe get it done. So what do you need to do in order to change the rule book? Stay focused. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about some realistic real estate resolutions. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm wishing you a happy new year. We're always working on your financial freedom. Okay, I kind of messed up the tagline, but it's the New Year's. It's a time for us to maybe do things a little bit differently than we did them in the previous year. So what happens at New Year's that causes us to think this way? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's got to do with the bubbly. Maybe it's got to do with the party. And maybe it's got to do with, I don't know. There's a myriad of things that could cause us to start making New Year's resolutions. Tradition's one of them. Peer pressure's another. Desire, that's one. Some resolutions may commonly fail and fall short due to a lack of planning, unrealistic expectations, or external changes. That's what I've been talking about this entire time. The point I want to make is that if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, you shouldn't do it as a silly, wild guess. You shouldn't do it that way. What you should do is you should use some deliberate planning. You should sit down and figure out what is it I'm trying to accomplish, and then you should form the goals and objectives that help you achieve that resolution. After all, resolutions are nothing more than short-term, near-term, and long-term planning. Seriously. Yeah, that's really what it is. So why do we fail? Why do we screw up our resolutions? It's due to that lack of planning. It's due to the unrealistic expectations. It's due to things that we have no control over. And sometimes we just kind of, meh, it's over. Yeah, New Year's is gone. It's already the middle of the month. Yeah, I'm focused on the things that life brought me, so I didn't really think about the New Year's resolutions. Okay, so New Year's resolutions tend to be a parlor game that you like to play that has no bearing on what you're trying to achieve. And I think that's dangerous. I think it's very dangerous. I think anytime you approach planning with a laissez-faire kind of approach, I think it's very dangerous, because what you're doing is you're retooling what you are conditioned to believe in your own mind. You're actually messing with your own head, and you didn't even know it, did you? You totally are messing with your own head. So stop doing it. Stop doing it. What are some of the New Year's resolutions that real estate investors make? And do they accomplish them? And what are the odds that they will accomplish the resolution? Well, I've got some that I'll share with you. You want to hear them? Okay. Here they come. The first one. I think this is the one that every real estate investor puts number one in their mind when they make a New Year's resolution. You want to hear it? Expand my real estate portfolio. Yeah, just expand the portfolio. Can't be that hard, right? What are the risks of failure? I think you have a moderate risk of failure. Why do I think this? When you find deals that meet your criteria, you're happy. But finding deals that meet your criteria can be challenging, especially in competitive markets. I know this very well because I am going through this myself. I am looking for a multifamily apartment community that I intend to buy, and I intend to expand my portfolio with it. And in conjunction with that, I'm going to bring in other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are going to be investors with me in that asset, and we're going to make money together. So here's the point I want to make. Finding deals that meet your criteria can be challenging, especially in competitive markets. So what do? Do you just go, well, I'm in a competitive market and I don't know what to do now. I think I'm just going to roll over and die. No, that's not what you do. You know what you do? You work harder. You work harder because you have a goal to expand your real estate portfolio. If this is my goal, and it is my goal to expand my real estate portfolio in 2025, I'm not going to roll over and die. I'm going to keep my nose to the grindstone. Every day brings a new opportunity. Every day brings a potential for an asset that will work well for my portfolio to come onto the market. So what do I need to do? I have to stay vigilant. If I'm looking to expand my portfolio, I need to stay focused on the market. I need to be plugged into the market. I need to be plugged into brokers. I need to be plugged into all the different app services that are out there that provide me information about potential properties coming on the market. I need to be dialed in with my fellow investors. As a matter of fact, one of the deals that I'm looking at right now, and I'm not going to tell you about the deal because it would be an SEC violation, and I'm not going to do that, but one of the deals that I'm looking at right now came from the fact that I know another Lifestyles Unlimited member that talked to a broker that said, hey, you know what, that deal won't work for me, but maybe it'll work for my buddy Al. So what did he do? He texted me and said, contact this guy. So what did I do? I picked up the phone and contacted that guy, and you know what I found out? That there's a property potentially coming on the market that could fit my portfolio requirements. So I have a potential asset that I could look at, that I can analyze, that I can evaluate, that ultimately I might be able to buy and expand my real estate portfolio. But here's the problem that people make. They fall into something called analysis paralysis. And they get focused on looking at the deals and churning the numbers and doing stuff like that without making any offers on properties. They find reasons to not buy the property. It's problematic. You don't want to be that way. So you want to be focused. If expand my real estate portfolio is one of my goals and objectives, and it is one of my New Year's resolutions, there's a high probability that I'm going to achieve that resolution specifically because it's dialed in with the goals and objectives that I have. Pretty cool stuff, right? What's another common I'm just going to say a common resolution that pops up amongst real estate investors to increase passive income. What's the risk that that's going to fail? I think it's pretty high. I think it's very high because there's no how connected to it. There's also no why connected to it. Why do I want to increase my passive income? If I understand the why helps me to articulate the how I'm going to get it done. But increasing passive income alone as a standalone goal, as a standalone objective, can be very difficult to achieve because this requires strategic acquisitions and possibly market appreciation. And if you misjudge your cash flow or you have unforeseen expenses like repairs, they can delay you achieving this goal. So, when you're a real estate investor, and if you make a New Year's resolution, that New Year's resolution should already be baked in with the goals and objectives that you laid out for yourself as a real estate investor. And I don't care if you laid out those goals and objectives on January 1st of last year. I don't care if you're going to listen to the rest of this radio show and then sit down with pen and paper and work on your goals and objectives. The point is, you did it. You achieved it. You sat down, you worked on your goals and your objectives, and when you do that, you imprint that information on your brain. So when it comes to New Year's resolutions, do you approach those resolutions as kind of like a parlor game or something just to have fun with? I think many people in the United States of America look at New Year's resolution as just that. It's just something to do in the heat of the moment. We're hanging out with friends. We're hanging out with family. We're partying. We're enjoying some good spirits, some great food. We're watching the ball come down in New York City, and we're saying goodbye to 1 year, and we're getting ready to say hello to another year, another 365 days of what we do as Americans. So it's okay. In my opinion, it is okay to make New Year's resolutions that are silly, that are whimsical, that are funny. Just make sure that you understand that's exactly what they are. They're whimsical. They're funny. We're just goofing around. We're just having a good time. Don't take those New Year's resolutions seriously unless those New Year's resolutions dial in with the goals and objectives you've already laid out for yourself. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right. What about some other New Year's resolutions that real estate investors make that they may or may not fulfill? Well, how about this one? Network with other investors. Yeah, it's simple as that. I intend to network with other investors. What's the risk of failure there? Moderate. Why? Because networking requires effort. And get this, stepping out of your comfort zone. Yeah, that's why you don't like doing networking. I totally know it. And you know why I know it? I got the same problem. I do. I'm one of these guys that I could walk up to a room of people, and the first thing I do is I look across the sea of bodies and I freeze. And you're thinking, no way, not you. Yeah, me, I freeze. You know why I freeze? Because I get overwhelmed by the fact that there's so many people in the room. So how do I resolve that? How do I get past that? Well, what I do is I stop looking at the entire room. I look at one person. I look at one person and I go, do I know that person? If I know that person, then I switch my eyes to another person and I say, do I know that person? And if the answer is no, then what I do is I walk to that person that I don't know. I extend my hand, my right hand, because that's my extension hand, and as in the form of a handshake, I'm going to reach my hand out like I'm going to shake their hand and say, "Hi, my name is Al. I'm a real estate investor. How are you?" It's as simple as that. And just doing that destroys that overwhelming fear I have of having to deal with a whole sea of humanity, because now I'm just dealing with one person. And then I can have a conversation with one person. Mind you, there are thousands of conversations going around us, but I can focus on that one person. And then after I've met that person, you know what I do? I look for the next person I don't know. And you know what I do? I move my body in their direction. And as soon as I get in their space, I extend my hand and I say, "Hi, my name is Al. I'm a real estate investor." Yeah, that's how you get past the whole problem of networking. That is the why and the how associated with how you get past this busted resolution of networking with other investors. It's just technique. Just giving you a technique. What if you want to focus on market trends? Let's say you make a resolution to, you want to know all about market trends. What's the risk of failure there? Well, I think it's pretty low, because monitoring market trends is a straightforward approach and involves very passive research. Matter of fact, most of the research that I do comes to me because I've asked for it. All I've got to do is look through it. But failure occurs if it's deprioritized or it's seemed as non-essential. In other words, it's not baked into your goals and objectives. And that's part of the reason it has the potential to fail. What I don't want for you to do is I don't want you to make New Year's resolutions that, you know, you thought, "Well, I'm going to keep these New Year's resolutions." And maybe you make that New Year's resolution of, "I'm going to lose 15 pounds in the next 3 months." And then the next thing you know, it's March 31st and you've lost zero of the pounds. So what happens? Okay, that is considered a failure of a goal or objective. You didn't do what you should have done to achieve that goal or objective. So what you have to do at that point is you have to ask yourself, was it a viable goal and objective? Or was it just a silly New Year's resolution that I pulled out of my head at a party, hanging out with people I like hanging out with? At the end of the day, regardless of what you choose to do, if you choose to be a real estate investor, Lifestyles Unlimited is positioned uniquely to help you achieve your real estate investment goals and objectives and your resolutions. The key thing for you, the key thing that you need to understand, is that those resolutions, those goals and objectives, have to be believed by your heart and believed by your mind. And as soon as you believe them, as soon as you understand them, you are on your way to achieving success. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.